All right, folks, welcome back to Tap Out of Overstimulation, your daily dose of chill in a world that's always screaming for your attention. I'm Jake Carter, and trust me, I get it. Life these days feels like a non-stop race against the notifications, right? Emails pinging, texts buzzing, social media vying for every precious second of our time. Ever feel like you're constantly drowning in a sea of digital noise? It's exhausting. That's why we're diving deep into setting healthy boundaries with technology today. Because let's be real, tech is awesome. It connects us, entertains us. But unchecked, it can totally hijack our peace and sanity. We need to take back control, reclaim our time, and rediscover the joy of being present in the real world. Sound good? Let's break down some actionable tips to help you tap out of tech overload and level up your life. First things first, awareness is key. Before we can set boundaries, we gotta understand where our time is actually going. Download those screen time trackers on your phone. They'll blow your mind. You might be surprised by just how much time you spend scrolling or doom scrolling. Once you know the numbers, you can start to identify those apps and activities that are sucking up your precious energy. Next, create tech-free zones in your life. Designate certain areas, like your bedroom, as phone-free havens. Think about it. Do you really need to be checking Instagram while you're trying to sleep? Nope. Make mealtime sacred, a time to connect with loved ones without the distraction of screens. Remember those face-to-face conversations. They're kind of magical. Speaking of connections, set realistic expectations around social media. You don't have to be constantly glued to your feed. Unfollow accounts that drain you or leave you feeling inadequate. Remember, it's a highlight reel, not real life. Be selective about who you follow and what you consume. Another game changer? Schedule. Digital detox breaks into your week. It doesn't have to be drastic. Even an hour without your phone can make a world of difference. Go for a walk in nature, read a book, or just enjoy the quiet. You'll come back feeling refreshed and recharged. And lastly, remember it's all about balance. Technology is a tool, not the master. Use it wisely, set those boundaries, and reclaim your time and energy. Ever feel like you're constantly checking your phone even when you don't really need to? You know that feeling when you reach for it out of habit, even though there's nothing urgent popping up? That's a classic sign we've let technology take the reins. Think about a time when you were genuinely engaged in a conversation with someone, maybe at a dinner party or catching up with a friend, and then your phone started buzzing. How did that make you feel? Probably a little distracted, right? That's exactly what happens when we don't set boundaries with technology. It pulls us away from real-life connections and experiences, leaving us feeling fragmented and unsatisfied. I know because I've been there. There were times when I was constantly checking emails, scrolling through social media, even during important conversations. It wasn't until I started implementing some of these strategies that I realized how much better I felt. Now, let me tell you about a time when this really hit home for me. Last summer, I went on a camping trip with my family. We hiked through the woods, sat around the campfire, and just enjoyed each other's company, no phones allowed. It was amazing. We actually talked to each other, laughed together, and made memories that will last a lifetime. It was a total reset button for me, reminding me of the power of being present and truly connecting with loved ones without distractions. So remember, folks, technology isn't the enemy, it's a tool. The key is to use it consciously and intentionally. Set those boundaries, reclaim your time, and tap out of tech overload. You deserve to live a life that's balanced, fulfilling, and genuinely connected. Ready to make some changes? Share this episode with someone who could benefit from hearing these tips, maybe a friend or family member who's always glued to their phone. Let's spread the word about healthy tech habits. And don't forget to leave a review on your favorite podcast app. It helps other people discover our show. Until next time, keep it real, keep it balanced, and remember, you've got this.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.